happened on the fumble?
Oh, gosh. Oh, first of all, I didn't know it was a fumble, so that's why I didn't jump on it, which is pretty stupid because everything tells you you pick it up regardless of what the situation is. But, you know, I was lined up, Kendall. I was looking in at the ball. We were in the way, so I can't hear the cadence. Kendall was in front of me, and then I lined up, and he moves out to my right, like out of my view. So I realized he was a little wider, and he was still flat on the line of scrimmage, so I knew it was going to be tough to kind of get flat, but you know, I didn't want to jump off sides, so I looked in. I saw the ball hike, and by the time I looked out, you know, he's flying, you know, ready to blow right by me.
When did you, right after the fumble happened, I saw you kind of standing there, did you realize right away that?
Yeah, you feel stupid, like, you know, like, come on, man, type, like, you know, just, I mean, it's, everything goes against everything you're coached to do. I mean, I just, honestly, I just thought that, you know, it was high, I nearly dropped it. I didn't realize it was from
it. As one of the preeminent deep threats in this league for a while, do you keep your tabs on young guys like Tyreek Hill come into the league?
I mean, you watch everyone, man. He's a beast. Obviously, he's a heck of a player right now, and he's still learning. He's still growing. So, you know, you definitely, you know, watch guys like that, and he's making a name for himself. He's a heck of a football player.
I mean, he's had a touchdown of 65 yards.
That's crazy.
At least in five straight games.
Yeah, he's on a run. So, hopefully, you know, I definitely love to see guys succeed, but he needs to put a halt to that this weekend. He can chill out for one weekend. but our defense is going to have their hands full with him, man. He's talented. He's fast. He's physical. Mm-hmm. And he's only getting better.
Do you think the corners going up against you in practice helps prepare?
Yeah, I think it helps. You know, myself, Nelly, Marcus, we have a lot of guys that can run, so it definitely helps, but he's probably a little more compact. He's kind of built like a little running back. He's super fast, and he plays physical as well. So, you know, you get different looks at guys. But, you know, some things, you know, when you see him lined up, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, he seems like a little bit even
special. Yeah, it's a little, he's different, man. He's an excellent athlete.
How big of a challenge is this game for you guys?
It's a big challenge. You're on the road, tough place to play. You know, it's a road game in a tough environment. A team that's just played very well last weekend on the road themselves. So it's just going to be tough. I'm going to have to ask you, we're going to have to get our communication together. And again, it's just another tough game in the road.
You've been in the league a long time. Do extracurricular things, you know, have impact on games? Like the fact that Doug is playing against his mentor in Andy Reid?
I didn't even think of that. As you said that, he hasn't mentioned it at all. But I mean, obviously he's familiar with him. I forgot he came there before here. He kept saying I didn't put two and two together. He kept saying, yeah, I coached, you know, the guys on offense. And I just really didn't pay any attention. My bad for that. But he's, you know, it helps. I mean, as much as it helps us, it helps them as well. I mean, they know our entire playbook. So it goes hand in hand, and, you know, we just have to go out there and execute.
How much different do you expect that secondary to be without Eric Berry?
I know he's the heart and soul of that team, that defense. And it's going to be tough, but the guy that they have backing him up, he's very athletic. I can't remember his name. It's 49. Yeah, he's a beast. And, you know, I'm sure for him, it's the next man up. Philosophy, it's an opportunity for him to show his talent, because you can see it on film. He flashes, but like I said yesterday, you know, I'm more concerned about, you know, Barry, and hopefully that, you know, he bounces back, which I know he will.
For you guys on the deep ball, I know you and Carson weren't able to connect in the game, but how close is it? It looks like it's just...
Yeah, it's close. I mean, we'll get it there. It's, you know, it's live action, and, again, we connected on it a lot. Different things happened. He slipped on one, and, you know, it's just the other, just fluke stuff. But I think we'll get it down, and we're going to need to, because those type of plays, you know, change the game for us.